This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
I was watching Good Morning Football the other day, this morning. I don't know, they're all running together. Manti Te'o was on there. And there's a lot of talk about the Broncos, Mike. A lot of discussion about the Broncos and Davis Webb and Bo Nix and the progression of Bo Nix and Sean Payton, Jalen Waddle, all this stuff. I thought what Manti Te'o had to say was very interesting. So I got a few little side takes on this. So here's Manti Te'o, clip of the day.
It starts and ends with Bo Nix. When I watched Bo Nix last year, I saw, well, when I watched the Denver Broncos offense in general, I saw a different type of offense run by Sean Payton that I know Sean Payton doesn't want to do. And that's an offense that stresses a defense horizontally. Knowing Sean Payton, he wants to throw that ball down the field. And I remember Ted Ginn, Brandon Cooks, the Archer, like them boys, Drew was throwing that thing down the field. Now, with the addition of Jalen Waddle, you understand what type of speed he has. You know, they have Troy Franklin there. Cortland Sutton is a big target going down the sideline at Z receiver, X receiver, wherever they're going to put him. Bo Nix needs to throw that thing down the field, because if he can't throw that ball down the field, that forces those safeties, Jaleel, you notice, to respect the deep game and back those boys up. I didn't see defenses respect the deep ball that much, so they brought those safeties in. Matter of fact, Bo Nix had the eighth fewest air yards per attempt last year. On top of that, he threw the sixth highest rate of passes behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah. I am telling you right now, Sean Payton does not want to play football behind the line of scrimmage. He wants to play the football in the end zone. I need Bo Nix to throw that ball down the field, Jaleel. That's what I need, and that's what I think is the key to the Broncos' success coming in 2026.
Very fascinating stats, too, that he brings up. Because it brings us into that conversation of why perhaps Bo's numbers are kind of misleading. I know, you're already like, Brady, you're going after Bo again. I'm being real with you, man. He had amazing moments in the fourth quarter. He was throwing the ball down the field. He had some phenomenal touchdown throws to help his team win a lot of games late. What we saw in the in-between was a lot of checkdowns. R.J. Harvey got a lot as a rookie, had a lot of receptions as a rookie running back. And there wasn't, and I think that's part of the reason we didn't get to see Evan Engram involved as much in this offense last year, because he's not a guy you're going to throw a lot of screen passes to. You know, just say, hey, go work back there. This guy's dragging across the middle. He's going, he's running deeper, you know, 10, 15 out routes. And I think Sean was obsessed with getting Bo looks and getting him confident. And you say that, you know. How many times do you hear broadcasters say, Mike, during a broadcast, get a quarterback in rhythm just by dinking and dunking a little bit, and then that builds that confidence up? That's a real thing. Those are all real things. But that's where they kind of lived most of any given Sunday. Bo would kind of dink and dunk. They move the ball down the field. He'd pull the ball, take off, and run. And sometimes that can work. Now, Te'o's talking about having safeties respect that deep ball so they're playing deeper, and then maybe that middle of the field opens up even more. And see, I know the talk is Jalen Waddle is going to be that guy that puts a lot of stress on a backfield and or defensive backfield and is going to force those safeties to play much deeper than they normally would when you don't have a speedster like Waddle. I look at it, again, harping on this, Michael, I don't think the answer is more Bo. I think the answer is less Bo. I think it's finding that consistency with the run game. What that's going to do is do the opposite of Teo is saying, and that's going to bring the safeties in for more run support. And that's when you open things up for Jaylen Waddle. That's when you open things up for Courtland Sutton. I don't think this thing is on Bo Nix, Mike. I don't think this is all about Bo Nix. This is strictly, to me, about the commitment between Davis Webb and Sean Payton, whoever it is, sounds like Davis Webb, the commitment to running the football. More like, if you think you're sick of running the football, I want you to run more. I want to see this offense kind of boring.
I want the 90s.
You want the 90s?
I mean, there was a lot more like running, but you still
yes.
had passing.
I think that this team, I think Bo, dude, Bo in a play action style offense, that kind of West Coast, Jake Plummer. Remember how good Jake Plummer was on those rollout play action plays? I mean, that's where he made his money with the Broncos. Because they had a pretty good run game. You know, there for a while, Mike, they were turning out running backs left and right. You know, Mike Anderson, Orlando Scary, those guys were good backs.
For the Broncos,
yeah,
they went elsewhere.
Well, the Broncos had that offensive line scheme, right? But remember how good Jake Plummer was? With those just roll, I mean, again, rollouts, that rollout play action does kind of limit the field. But you can open up so much, and I keep stressing, I do I see similarities in Bo and Plummer, and I think people really hate that. But I see a lot of those, and I think Plummer was at his best when they had a solid run game.
Plumbo.
Yeah. That's a word, buddy. Word of the day. Am I wrong, though? Teo was talking about using Waddle and Sutton to open up that field more. This is where I think Sean Payton gets lost in the weeds, Mike. This is where I think he gets lost. We're going to get Bo out there. We're going to throw it even more. You know, we are going to just chuck it deep. We are going to take those shots. We're going to start drives with throwing. We're going to end drives with throwing. I don't, if you want the Broncos to be better than 10-7, I don't think, and again, a lot of respect for Teo. I actually like him on Good Morning Football. I tend to just differ a little bit as far as trying to bring, you know, deep ball to push safeties back. I think run the ball to keep safeties up, and that's when Jaylen Waddle's going to go to work. And that's when Courtland Sutton's going to go to work. It could be a well-oiled machine, but I think with the way this team is organized, and I think with the type of quarterback that you have who hasn't arrived yet, I think it's more about J.K. Dobbins, Jonah Coleman, R.J. Harvey, that offensive line.
So basically what you're saying is it's all about Davis Webb. Because he's going to be the
decisions.
One calling the plays, and he's got to be consistent with what he's doing, unless it's not working.
Yeah, can you buck that when Sean's wanting to throw? Can you stay consistent? When they say, Mike, how many times do you hear, stay committed to the run game? Like, we exhaust that, right? That's because it's true. To run the football in 2026 is a commitment. Unless you have that guy, like, you know, Jonathan Taylor or Derrick Henry, you just give them the ball, they're going to fall forward for 6 yards. If you don't have that guy, running the ball is a commitment. So many teams, Sean Payton included, it feels like they run the ball to check a box. Hey, we got him as carry on this possession. Hey, we ran it 15, 20 times with one running back. That'll keep people off my back.
Hey, we can justify this player's salary. Because we used him a couple times.
Maybe, but run the ball with intent. Run the ball on purpose. And that is truly where the J.K. Dobbins was the Broncos' best player until he got hurt on offense. He was the best player. And I do worry about overusing J.K. Dobbins because of the injury history. That's why there should be a lot of stock on, or a lot of chat about R.J. Harvey. Is he a running back, or is he more of that pass-catching, joker-type guy?
Well, he struggled with vision last year. If he can get that vision
and find a
hole.
Yeah, but his vision was so good when he was catching.
He didn't have it when he was running.
No, he didn't have it when he was running.
Look, I think the addition of Jonah Coleman, I know I'm biased, is a great addition. He'll make a great third and two running back. But you have to utilize these guys. And RJ, great to throw a pass to. JK, great running, had some issues.
Mike, and you have here, what's the problem? Because you have a great offensive line.
Fantastic offensive
line. So what's the problem? Why is there not that commitment?
Problem is just remembering, going with the flow of the game and not with, you know, or maybe he went with the flow of the game too much. He's like, I'm gonna write that I need
well,
to
he
run
wants
the running
to get
back.
Bo in a rhythm. And then by and then things change in the fourth quarter. Defenses play differently in the fourth quarter. Sometimes they're great, but sometimes that's when you catch defenses on their heels. Is in that fourth quarter. You know, you've been where it's a long game, everybody's tired, everybody's in a different spot. And that's a lot of the reason, you know, against the Giants, they're in prevent defense for two of those possessions the Broncos went down and scored on. So that opens up the field a lot. But I don't think it's all about Bo. I'd love to be done with the show at the end of the season, Mike. Hopefully they're hoisting up the Lombardi Trophy.
Which they will.
And we're saying Bo Nix became the John Elway we needed. I hope we're saying that. That'd be awesome. But I think if we're actually going to lift a Lombardi Trophy, it's going to be the Broncos won because their defense was so freaking good again. They would grind you with their running backs. And Bo would strike when you least expected it. And I think that's going to win you a lot of football games. The reason I say 10-7 is because I don't trust that Denver goes that route. You have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. J.K. Dobbins, if healthy, top five running back in the NFL. R.J. Harvey, very good Swiss Army knife kind of guy, but not necessarily, straight up and down running back. Jonah Coleman, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. I think he could be a big key to this because you're going to have two at least. You're going to have J.K.'s getting his 15. You're going to have that other guy that gets 7 to 10. And if you get that, and then we're positive, you're not putting all this stress on Bo Nix. He's not throwing it 26 times a game. That's what I don't want to see. Yeah,
I think a balanced offense is going to do a lot for the Broncos. These weapons that they drafted, that they signed in the off-field, off-season, like, this is going to be a great year for the Broncos.
How many passes a game in the regular season did Bo Nix throw, Mike? Take a guess.
On average?
Yeah. Per game.
36.
Okay. I thought you were, because I was low. He threw it 33 times. That's a lot for a two-year quarterback. 33 times a game. He led the league in attempts, Mike. You can't have, I just don't think you can live that way. So I respect what Manti Te'o had to say. And I respect what a lot of these national prognosticators are saying. But I disagree. And it's the same things I disagreed with last year. With those that saying, we got to let Bo just go. Let him air it out. Let him run. I like that. Yeah, run. Running. Running's running to me. Whether it's your quarterback or your running back.
But Brady, the ankle.
Well, yeah. Then give it to then yeah, you, because they got Jonah Coleman in the second round? Or when did they get him?
Fourth round,
okay. And then RJ was a second rounder, right?
Yes.
You spent some pretty good draft capital in 2 years. On average, third round pick between the two, right? Those are guys that you anticipate being a big part of your franchise going forward. So I want to see more of that. I think that you don't like my 10-7 pick? My 10-7 pick is because I don't trust that when push comes to shove, Davis Webb says, no, we're not ready to air it out yet, man. We gotta keep going. We gotta set him up. I don't trust that Sean Payton doesn't step in and say, we gotta get Bo going, Davis. We gotta get him going. Enough of this screwing around. I wanna see what the kid's got this year.
Is this a 10-7 with an asterisk? Like,
well,
if
blind picks.
We give Davis Webb full control. Like, full control and allow him to do his thing. Are you changing the 10-7, making it an 11-6 or a 17-0 and winning the Super Bowl?
Well, let's do this. And how many games did J.K. Dobbins play last year? 10?
9 or 10.
10 games? Okay, 10. He averaged 15 carries a game.
That's just not enough.
Somebody has to average 20 carries a game.
Or it could be running back by committee.
Yeah, I mean, R.J. Harvey had 146 carries per game, but in a 17-game clip. What is that? That's, oh gosh.
It felt like he was never in. That's what it felt like to me.
8 carries a game for R.J. Harvey. So, what did I say, J.K.? Was that 15? So, we're over 20. I want to see in the high 20s. I want to see in the high 20s for running backs.
I can't.
Not for one guy, but for two guys combined or three, 30 carries.
Yeah, we don't have that that pair of legs that, you know, plays every down and then
sometimes
is out in the backup is in.
Take away 10.
We don't do football like that anymore.
Take away 10 of those passing attempts a game for Bo and disperse those amongst your running backs. Now, it's not as easy as that. There's a lot of other things that have to take place, but more about, for Bo, the quality of pass and play as opposed to the quantity.
And maybe that's why Manti Te'o was saying, well, you got to throw it down the field because they're not respecting
you. He's got to set them up.
Safeties up.
True, but you got to set that up. I think you got to set that up. I don't think he's there yet. I don't think he's that guy yet. Text her, then we'll break. He said, Chris, I agree, Brady. I don't think Sean wants Bo to throw the most passes in the season. Use running game, then allow Bo to make useful passes. See, I think he does. I don't think he has any problem with that.
Yeah, but you don't want it to be to the running back and then the running back and then the tight end over the middle. You need to get your wide receivers involved and not just 10, 12-yard passes. You want to burn somebody.
I want to see Evan Engram. I want to see Evan Engram get involved. Faith, when you aren't using your weapons to their full advantage, it shows you just don't have trust in them. Or you have too much trust in one guy. You have too much trust in Bo Nix. He's going to make magic happen on a regular basis.
Brady, he's going to make magic happen on a regular basis this year. He's got another weapon.
Go Poke says, Craig Bohl, former Wyoming coach, would be so proud of you. Pound the rock. Is Bohl like your uncle? Is this a genetic flaw? Listen, man, I saw a boring offense, and not because they ran too much. They were boring because they were throwing the ball for 2 yards. They were throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage line. That's boring.
Is he calling you Brady Bohl?
Maybe. That's fine.
Like
Brady
Hole?
I like Craig Bohl. If he just had a little more of a pass attack in his brain. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. 22 minutes after the hour. We're off at, what time? 1:30 today? We got Rockies rare game one of a series at 1:30. That is weird on a Friday. But it is what it is, Mike. We'll be right back.
Should be a busy offseason for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
What do we learn today, Michael, on this 24th day of July? What'd you learn? Let's start with you today. I want to hear about you, buddy.
I usually wait after you, but okay. I think we learned what a dyslexic 76ers fan cheers.
Don't go back to the well that didn't work in the first place.
We did learn that LeBron James is going to end his career at a place that's not going to win a championship.
Maybe he'll ask for a trade after year one. He'll end up in Denver after all.
He can play with Jokic next year.
Hey, we learned that it ain't about Bo. No Mo. It didn't work. I pulled a U. It's about the running backs. It's about the three. The big three. JK, Jonah, RJ. JC. So we'll go JK, RJ, JC.
Or we could just say the J's.
That's true. Triple J.
Triple J attack.
Triple J. Triple J. That's what they are. I like it. It's all about them, Mike. Great chat with Brian Howell. I don't know. Buffs going to Narnia, wherever the hell they're going to practice football.
Fountain Fort Carson.
It's probably okay. It's probably not the end of the world. Their season will be, but not this.
Yeah, we learned that you are calling them to lose 9 games again. I'm a little more optimistic.
I think
they only lose 4. They only win 4.
Yeah, they only win 4.
So I'm one more game positive than you.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Have a wonderful weekend. Rockies coming up next. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.